Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues and jazz and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to take a midnight ride, have a vocabulary lesson, and celebrate a couple of birthdays. To get us started, last week on April 18th in 1775 at about 10 p.m., three men took their horses to ride from Boston to Concord, Massachusetts, to warn the citizens of the approaching British Army. Most of us are familiar with just one of those riders, Paul Revere, made famous in Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem Paul Revere's Ride. But Paul Revere was accompanied by William Dawes and Samuel Prescott. Paul Revere had been a participant in the Boston Tea Party and was a member of the Sons of Liberty and the underground organization the Committees of Correspondence. Of the three riders, only Prescott made it all the way to Concord. Revere was nabbed by a British cavalry patrol near Lexington and released, minus his horse. So here in honor of the midnight ride of Paul Revere are some songs about midnight.
Just make them flutter like a pancake on a platter. I'm telling you, it's easy to swanny shuffle along. Just imitate the way a waiter walks with a plate of chow. You needn't wait, you'll do it later, so why not now? I'll show you how. Come with me where Dixie marches on its falling arches, and see them swanny shuffle along. Imitate the way a waiter walks with a plate of chow. You needn't wait, you'll do it later, so why not now? I'll show you how. Thank you.
don't know just what to really do. Just take a walk along the avenue. You'll hear the sounds that come a-floating through. Long about midnight, they close the windows and they dim the lights to hide their doings from the stranger's sight. And everything is going right. Long about midnight, pianos tinkle, couples sway, taking their pleasures they find. They don't care how they live by day, why not leave trouble behind? They're not pretending like the hoi polloi. They really mean it, and it's a real McCoy. They turn or lose 1,000 pounds of joy, long about midnight.
Some rapidly rotating records about midnight to commemorate the midnight ride of Paul Revere, April 18, 1775. We just heard Irving Kaufman in 1926 and Half a Moon. So what does Half a Moon have to do with midnight? Well, backing Irving Kaufman were the Midnight Serenaders, including Red Nichols. And we began the show with the Midnight Airedales and Swanee Shuffle, a lesser-known Irving Berlin song. The Midnight Airedales was a studio group including Red McKenzie doing the vocals, Fud Livingston on tenor sax and clarinet, Joe Tardo on tuba, and Mickey Bloom on trumpet. Swanee Shuffle was recorded by the Midnight Airedales on September 13, 1929, and that same year it was recorded by Duke Ellington and performed by the Curtis Mosby Band in the film Hallelujah. In the middle of that set, it was Frank Trumbauer's orchestra with the vocal by Jack Teagarden and Long About Midnight from February 23, 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on April 14th in 1902, J.C. Penney opened his first store in Kemmerer, Wyoming. At the time, Kemmerer was a mining town with a company store operating on credit and a lot of saloons. The store was founded on two principles, cash only and do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and as a matter of fact, the store was named the Golden Rule Store. That first day's receipts totaled $466.59. Over the next decade, 33 more stores were added, and in 1913 the name was changed to the J.C. Penney Company. That first store in Kemmerer, Wyoming is still there. And by the way, the J.C. and J.C. Penney stands for James Cash. So here to commemorate the first Penney's store are some rapidly rotating records about pennies, beginning with Geraldo and his orchestra.
I strayed neath the window of a lovely señorita, and she smiled while I softly played my penny serenade. Can hear it for a penny. See, see, see. Just a penny serenade. In her eyes shone the tender dawn of love and sweet surrender. As for me, my heart I played a lover's serenade. See, see, see. Hear my love song for a penny. See, see, see. Just a penny serenade. For that night so divine, she was mine, though no word had been spoken. When I woke from my dream, she was gone, and my poor heart was broken. Still I pray that wherever she may be, she will remember. She will always hear my penny serenade. See, see, see. That's my love song for a penny. See, see, see. Just a penny serenade. Just a penny serenade. Just a penny serenade. Thank you.
heaven. Don't you know that clouds contain pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them in for a package of sunshine and flowers. For if you want the things you love, you must have showers. So if you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. They're pennies from heaven for you and me. For every time it rains, look at it, it's only pennies from heaven. Don't you know that all those dark clouds, they're just full of little pennies from heaven. And if you want to be rich and you're looking for your fortune, go out. It's falling all over town. Take out that old umbrella. Take it out and be sure it's upside down. And when it's full of little pennies, take them and trade them in for beautiful sunshine and flowers. For if you want the sweet, lovely things of life, you must have showers. Listen to it thunder. Let it thunder, what of it? Don't run under a tree. 'Cause it isn't raining rain, you know. It's raining pennies from heaven for you. And pennies from heaven for me.
That handsome, debonair man about town, Harry Richmond, recording in London with Carol Gibbons and his orchestra on May 10, 1937, and Pennies from Heaven, written by Johnny Burke and Arthur Johnston. Bing introduced the song Pennies from Heaven in his movie of the same name, where it won an Oscar, and he recorded it on August 17, 1936, with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. We started that set of Penny songs with Al Boley, backed by Geraldo and his orchestra in 1938, and Penny Serenade. Then it was Phil Napoleon and his orchestra from a 1928 electrically recorded Edison disc, and Five Pennies, written by Red Nichols. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, and streaming online at KISL.org, rebroadcast Saturday at 6, and available any time of the day or night on the internet at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com, or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
It's time now for today's vocabulary lesson. The word for today is pukka, P-U-K-K-A. Pukka is an adjective meaning genuine, authentic, or first class. It's been part of the English language since the 1600s and comes from the Hindi pukka, meaning cooked or ripe. It is most often seen in the expression pukka sahib, a term used as a compliment for an elegant and refined gentleman, like Harry Richmond, but it can connote someone who is overbearing and pretentious. So here's a set of pukka songs.
Thank you. I'd work for you, I'd slave for you, I'd be a beggar or a knave for you. If that isn't love, it will have to do. Until the real thing comes along, I'd gladly move the earth for you, to prove my love, dear, and its worth for you. If that isn't love, it will have to do. Until the real thing comes along. With all the words, dear, at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more can I say? I'd sigh for you, I'd cry for you, I'd tear the stars down from the sky for you. If that isn't love, it will have to do. Until the real thing comes along.
I'll build you a love nest that's all silver lined, and I'll work and I'll slave for the things that you crave. You're a real sweetheart.
Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra with Frank Munn performing vocally on You're a Real Sweetheart from June 26, 1928. That was preceded by Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra in 1929 and When the Real Thing Comes Your Way. And we began that Pucca set of songs with Billy Maron and his Commanders with the vocal by Rita Williams and Until the Real Thing Comes Along. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at www.kisl.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, April 19th, marked the birth in 1897 in New York City of composer Catherine Faulkner Swift, better known as Kay. Her father, Samuel Swift, was music critic for the New York Evening Mail, and Kay received formal musical training at the Institute of Musical Art, now the Juilliard School, and at the New England Conservatory. In 1918, Swift married banker James P. Warburg, and with him writing under the name of Paul James, they collaborated on songs for three Broadway revues, The First Little Show in 1929, and Garrick Gaieties and the 9:15 Review, both in 1930. Also in 1930, they wrote the complete score for Fine and Dandy, which ran for 255 performances. In 1935, Swift and Warburg were divorced, and Swift went to work as a staff composer at Radio City Music Hall. She served as supervisor of music for the 1939 New York World's Fair, where she met her second husband, rancher Fay Hubbard, who was an exhibitor at the fair. They spent 6 years in Oregon training stunt horses for Hollywood, and Swift's memoir of life on the ranch, called Who Could Ask for Anything More?, was eventually turned into the 1950 movie Never a Dull Moment, starring Irene Dunne and Fred McMurray. At a musical tribute to her in October of 1986, she played her last known composition, Keep On Keeping On. Kay Swift died in Southington, Connecticut on January 28, 1993. Here are three from the pen of Kay Swift.
Thank you. and see, can this be love? This mystery, can this be love? I'm in a blue haze where nothing seems quite real. I wander through days with this crazy feeling. What can it be? Can this be love? This thing that I keep dreaming of. All through the night till I wake at early dawn. Tell me, can this be
thank you.
the man of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Never again, through with love, through with men. They play their game without shame, and who's to blame? I thought I found a man I could trust. What a bust, this is how the story ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends?
From the first little show, Leo Reisman and his orchestra in 1929, with the vocal by Lewis Conrad and Can't We Be Friends. Can't We Be Friends was preceded by Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra and Fine and Dandy, from the show Fine and Dandy. The vocalist on that 1930 Victor recording was Frank Luther. And we began this little tribute to Kay Swift with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, recording in 1930 as The Travelers, with Scrappy Lambert performing vocally on Can This Be Love, also from Fine and Dandy. Composer Kay Swift, born April 19, 1897.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Last week, April 19th, marked the birth in 1906 in Little Rock, Arkansas, of composer, arranger, pianist, and bandleader Alex Hill. He was a professional musician at age 16, playing with territory bands including those of Alvin Fats Waller and Terrence Holder. In the mid-20s, he joined Mutt Cary's Jeffersonians and was writing for Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. In the late 20s, Alex Hill was in Chicago working as staff arranger for the Melrose Brothers Publishing Company and playing and recording with Jimmy Wade's Dixielanders and Jimmy Noon's Apex Club Orchestra. In December of 1930, Hill teamed up with Thomas Fats Waller as part of the seasonal review Hello 1931 at New York's Alhambra Theater. He was appointed staff arranger at Mills Music in 1934, where he wrote for the Duke Ellington Orchestra. He formed his own band in 1936 for an engagement at the Savoy Ballroom in New York, but he was forced to disband after just a few days because of ill health. Alex Hill died in Little Rock, Arkansas in February of 1937. Here are three from Alex Hill. Thank you.
glad I'm living, and I've really just begun. Every day is my Thanksgiving, I'm having my fun, and I'm always in a hurry when my day's work is done, and I never have a worry. I'm having my fun. The one I love is always waiting with a smile to greet me, and all my troubles pass away when she runs out to meet me. And early in the morning, I'm up to greet the sun. Seems the world was made just for me. I'm having my fun. Thank you.
Ain't It Nice? That was Alex Hill and his Hollywood Sepians and Ain't It Nice, written by Alex Hill and Irving Mills. Alex Hill also did the arrangement and played piano on that September 10, 1934 recording. Ain't It Nice was preceded by another Alex Hill composition and arrangement, Southbound, Alex Hill and his orchestra in Chicago on August 2, 1930, with Hill on piano. And we began this little tribute to Alex Hill with yet another Hill composition, I'm Having My Fun. That was the Hokum Trio, Cecil Scott on clarinet, Alex Hill piano, and Ikey Robinson, banjo and vocal. I'm Having My Fun was recorded in New York on May 1, 1930. And I've been having my fun bringing you some great music, and I'm not quite through. Here's Alex Hill once more. This one wasn't written or arranged by Hill or even performed by his band. He does play piano with Albert Wynne and his Gut Bucket 5 on Parkway Stomp, written by Albert Wynne and recorded in Chicago on October 9, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.